Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Tuesday, July 25th. Tesla has the two best-selling cars in California by a ridiculous margin. We're not talking about just electric vehicles, just any vehicle. It even outsells the longtime bestseller, the Toyota, in the second quarter. The Tesla Model 3 scored 41,718 units year-to-date by June, and the Model Y is at 74,765 units. The next vehicle is the Toyota Camry with 27,169, and then the RAV4 with 26,032. And looking at the whole lineup, Toyota has been dethroned for the quarterly numbers. Tesla was the best-selling brand in California with just north of 69,000 units, compared to Toyota's 67,000 units. Now, it's important to note that as a brand, Toyota is still ahead of Tesla in the year-to-date numbers. Tesla's record performance is helping push the battery electric vehicle market up to a record 21% for the state of California. And in another note, Rivian almost caught up to Land Rover in the second quarter. Tesla has officially settled a class action lawsuit over a steep price hike on the solar roof that even affected signed contracts. Back in March of 2021, Tesla added a new roof complexity factor to their solar prices, resulting in drastically increasing the price of the solar roof installation. The price of solar roof projects increased between 30% and, for some, 150%. Now, unsurprisingly, this resulted in several legal actions, which were consolidated into a class action lawsuit. Tesla has agreed to settle the solar roof lawsuit for $6 million, which should be distributed among the affected solar roof buyers, and, of course, their representation. Can't forget about that. Now, despite the speed bump, Tesla is still ramping up their product and signing new installers. The product has received praise from new home builders in the higher end of the market. General Motors CEO Mary Barra finally confirmed, after not that long, an Ultium-based Bolt electric vehicle will be coming. Hooray! It was a short time of uncertainty, as last quarter, General Motors announced that they were ending production of the Bolt EV to focus on Ultium-based electric vehicles. GM has teased the idea of an Ultium-based EV Bolt in the past several months, but Barra confirmed that, for the first time, the automaker's second quarter earnings call, it's coming. As the number one selling EV in the auto group by a very wide margin, it makes sense that General Motors is retooling the program to become profitable. For the sake of GM, let's hope that the Bolt doesn't remain to be 90% of their EV sales in the future. General Motors is launching six new EVs in the second half of this year, including the Chevy Silverado EV work truck, the Chevrolet Blazer EV, Chevy Equinox EV, the Chevy Silverado EV RST First Edition, and the BrightDrop 0400. Oh, and the Cadillac Celestiq. I don't know if that one's really going to make an impact. It's really rare. Battery swapping startup Ample looks to accelerate the electrification of last-mile delivery vehicles, particularly those from Mitsubishi Fuso. The two companies announced a global partnership in which Ample will implement its EV battery swap technology on Mitsubishi Fuso trucks to sell fleets around the world. Ample began deploying its first generation of autonomous battery swapping stations around San Francisco back in the spring of 21. They established and gathered data while working with rideshare companies like Uber. Swapping takes about 5 minutes, according to the company. The result of the partnership will deliver Mitsubishi Fuso electric trucks equipped with the Ample modular battery swap system, and all of that in place will be the first ones rolling out in Japan. A new fully electric pickup is headed for international markets, and it's not from Rivian or Ford. Nope, China's own Zhejiang Geely Holdings Group, or Geely, announced its first batch of electric trucks for export have rolled off the assembly line. The parent company and co-owner behind Volvo, Polestar, Zeekr, Lotus, and several others, the Geely Auto Group launched a new brand just over a year ago called Radar Auto. Labeled as, quote, China's first pure electric outdoor lifestyle brand, Radar launched its first electric vehicle, the RD6 EV pickup truck. Now, the electric trucks comes in 63, 86, and 100 kilowatt-hour battery pack options. The company says that these will score 248, 341, and 392 miles of range, respectively. Now, at Electrek, we're guessing this is using a generous test procedure. This will be interesting to see in international markets, As in China, the base model for this vehicle, the 63 kilowatt hour version, starts at roughly $25,000. Aleph Aeronautics has now secured pre-orders for a flying car to be sold at car dealerships. Since 2015, Aleph Aeronautics has been looking to do the impossible. After showing a scaled prototype and proprietary electric propulsion tech, the company has been continuing to develop their flying electric car called the Model A. It was first unveiled back in October. The Model A is designed to carry one or two passengers who can drive on public roads with included vertical takeoff and landing capabilities. Last month, the Model A became the first electric flying car to receive a special airworthiness certification from the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration. The Model A production is slated to begin in the fourth quarter of 2025, with deliveries following shortly thereafter. In today's community comment found on YouTube, Charles XM2FR says, "Toyota is a much better car company than Tesla." Well, Charles, amid the incentive-rich state of California, Tesla has beat Toyota in sales for the first time and likely not the last. As we covered in yesterday's Quick Charge, California has very generous price breaks for going electric, and many of those incentives still apply to the Toyota bZ4X. Unfortunately, the bZ4X isn't the best effort from a company that is often touted as the best car company, but nevertheless, Toyota does have a dog in that race. I've heard people complain about tax incentives for electric vehicles, saying we don't subsidize gas cars, but the reality is that we do. If you've ever heard of a substance called gasoline, you would know that there is a wild amount of subsidies involved in making that available and affordable for public use. I'm not accusing you particularly of thinking such a thing, but just sort of came up in my mind. Thanks for your comment, and thanks for watching Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.